Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. Missourians hoping to get a medical marijuana prescription will not be able to at two Springfield hospitals in southwest Missouri. The Springfield News Leader reports Mercy Health says it will not recommend the drugs to patients due to insufficient medical and scientific research on the benefits and risks. Cox Health in Springfield says it will not certify patients for the drug because it must certify annually that it's in compliance with federal law, or risk losing the ability to care for Medicare and Medicaid patients. Amazon is hiring more than 1,500 full-timers in eastern Missouri. Bill Wise reports.
13 miles of conveyor systems equipped with robots await new hires at Amazon's new center in St. Peter's. The Seattle-based retail giant plans to hire more than 1,500 full-time workers for the St. Peter's facility, its first-ever fulfillment center in Missouri.
A $40 million Southern Missouri hospital project is underway. Ed Button reports.
A groundbreaking was held in West Plains to celebrate the start of the Ozarks Medical Center expansion project, which will bring most of the providers under one roof. President and CEO Tom Keller outlined some of those improvements.
We're bringing labor delivery, postpartum, and recovery to the campus.
The $40 million project is expected to take roughly 2 years to complete.
The accused killer of 9-year-old Angie Houseman of Eastern Missouri St. Anne faces new charges involving another child.
St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell has charged Earl Cox in connection with the alleged sexual assault of a 7-year-old girl at a park in Overland back in 1989. Cox was extradited from North Carolina, where he was serving time for another conviction. Reporting in St. Louis County, Jill Enters.
Prosecutors say DNA links Cox to Houseman's 1993 kidnapping and killing. A murder investigation is underway after a woman was found dead in her western Missouri home last night. Jackson County deputies responded to a shooting and discovered the victim inside the Greenwood home. A male suspect has been arrested after a short car chase. Floodwaters have made their way back to Jefferson City's airport. Missouri Net affiliate KSSC in Columbia reports the airport has flooded again. Last month, flooding took over the area around the airport, forcing an evacuation there. A 71-year-old Air Force veteran walking from Boston to San Francisco is raising awareness because he says many veterans get the runaround from the VA about services they need. William Shuttleworth, who made a stop Wednesday in Northwest Missouri's Chillicothe, started his walk on May 15th and plans to finish in mid-September.
Of the 40 days I've been walking, it's rained 28. I've had two encounters with near tornadoes.
This is Missouri Net.